Vietnamese police have detained two people and ordered Catholics occupying a plot of disputed land in the capital Hanoi to leave or face possible criminal charges. Hundreds of Vietnamese Catholics are holding a sit-in on land they claim belongs to the Redemptorist Order, but which the government insists is state property.
Missionary Father Bernardo Chervalera is the editor of the Pontifical Institute for Foreign Mission News website Asia News. He says that the solution to the standoff lies in the following letter of the law.
The fact is that the faithful, they want back the land which belonged to the Redemptorist Fathers, and the government, since 1954, has taken piece by piece. In the past, they needed this land to build up an hospital, to build up some government offices. But now the land is no more used, and they should give it back to the owners, as the Vietnamese law says. In reality, practically, the authorities of Hanoi, they are selling this land, which doesn't belong to them. They are selling to the garment factories for businesses and so on. So the faithful are quite angry about this. Since the 6th of January of this year, every day they go there to pray. Now, the Hanoi authorities, they have said that the Catholics, they are occupying illegally this land. And so they have to stop this occupation, and the order should be restored. But of course, I don't think that the Catholics, they will move.